are listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Next time you open up your wallet or reach inside your purse, chances are you'll come into contact with bits and pieces of things that make up who you are. Commentator Gary Joyner is here to explain why these remnants of life matter.
We probably all know the word ephemeral, which refers to something that is short-lived, transitory, and not meant to last for a long time. The adjective is ephemeral, and as a noun, it is ephemera. It describes items intended for short-lived use: pamphlets, tickets, labels, coupons, things like greeting cards, bumper stickers, menus, receipts, and even checks from a checkbook. These are things people are likely to keep only for a short time, yet when they exist, they can contribute to the historic records. Aside from books, which are printed and bound with protective covers, most paper objects are considered to be ephemera. Memorial card has a much shorter lifetime than a granite monument in a cemetery marking the life of the deceased. As a historian, I often find ephemera to be not only of interest, but of value as I perform research. Sadly, ephemera are often considered unimportant by someone cleaning out an elderly loved one's home. It is indeed fortunate that some do take the time to look at items and wonder if they might be of interest, if they might be beneficial in interpreting the history of a certain time, a period, or place. I can't tell you how many people have mentioned that a family member threw out old newspapers, records, or letters that were found in a trunk or an old dresser. This is not to say that everything that is transitory is of value, either monetarily or historically, but sorting through these things can be a labor of love and a value to future generations to want to know more about what happened, more than they can read in a book, from the library, or from Google or Wikipedia. Ephemera, and particularly letters, give us insight into those who went before. The man we have considered to be a gruff, hardened grandfather may turn out to have written letters of great emotion, detailing feelings or experiences during a war. A program for a school event may show a family member's long-forgotten talent. A report card may indicate that the mother we considered to be perfect academically did not make straight A's in grade school. But how will today's generations be recorded? The ultimate ephemera in today's world is an email. Few of these are kept. Fewer are still printed and preserved. Will the virtual cloud be there in 30, 40, or even 50 years from now? And what about all those digital photos? Will they simply be memories in an elderly person's mind? My friend, colleague, and artist Michael Graham uses his wonderful talent in a unique form to save ephemera. He looks for old photographs that people have discarded or sold in bundles, the subjects never identified. Michael then paints wonderful portraits of these people lost to history. As he says, each is part of a mosaic, and the photos are the tiles. Each tells a story that would otherwise be lost forever. Through the years, historians have enjoyed things that have helped to document the record of history, to detail events, people, and places. Not everything that is important to history, particularly cultural history, will be recorded in books. And there are days that I fear that the digital universe is turning our generation and our history into the most ephemeral of generations. So this year, start a diary. Record your life for the future. Leave your mark for your family and the future. Don't let your family's history be relegated to a dustbin. Do this because your history matters.
History Matters is made possible in part by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and Louisiana Cultural Vistas magazine.